The issue of non-sufficient street maintenance in Abilene is so bad, some are proposing a new tax just to fund what the city should have already been doing for decades. This has prompted many, including me, to ask, what has the city of Abilene been doing with money it already gets to deliver basic services such as street maintenance? The Wichita Falls Times-Record News had a story by Claire Kowalik that well tells the story of how these supposed priorities play out in city after city. Downtown street improvements will be on the back burner for some time as the city redirects debt service funds for a portion of the new hotel conference center near the multipurpose event center. The Wichita Falls 4B Sales Tax Court met Thursday afternoon where Deputy City Manager Dockery gave a presentation about the board's upcoming annual budget. A line item missing from the upcoming year's budget was the typically $400,000 in street overlays for downtown roads. Dockery said there's a lot of this expense every year to address road needs, but after discussions with the 4B board, this item will be left off in the coming budget. At least $200,000 out of this area may be used for debt service payments for the future conference center near the event center. And there you have it. Boring street maintenance and improvements get shoved aside for the latest shiny new thing a group of civic cheerleaders get jazzed about. Many civic cheerleaders and elected officials are a bit like infants in the crib. Their eyes get excited and bright when shown something new, shiny, and colorful, and their attention follows the twinkling, forgetting all that came before. It's a terrible way to run a community. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.